there's these red and blue flashing lights. And there was just been an accident right there, which I would have been part of if that hadn't happened. If the voice hadn't said, "No, you don't, stupid!" And I had to laugh. It was funny as all get out. I mean, once I saw the red and blue lights, I went, "I get it. I'm going to listen from now on." And the voice talks to me. There's a knowingness that happens. There's a voice that talks to me more often when I'm doing something with my life, when I have made goals, when I'm going towards something, because it helps me go to where I'm going. During the sedentary parts of my life, I don't hear it as much because it has nothing to say. I'm happy or sedentary and I'm not doing nothing. Well, that didn't sound good. I'm not doing anything. So as soon as I develop goals or a direction in my life, the voice kicks in and it says, "Okay, I'll help you now. You're going someplace, I can help you." And what was funny after Sunday, I journaled about this. Sunday, I talked about this with a friend of mine. And then Monday, I was coming home. I'm pretty busy right now. And it was rush hour traffic, and I was wondering which lane to get in that would get me to my destination the quickest. And the little voice said, "The left lane." And with my reasoning side of my mind, I went, "Ah, it's like I'm going to stay right here. I think this is going to be it. I'm thinking doing it myself." And sure enough, the left lane was moving like crazy, and I got stuck there for another light. It's a small thing. But the realization came to me that it was, I could either see it as, "Ah, you always make the wrong decision." That's the voice that I don't like to listen to, that doesn't get me where do I want to be. Rather than realizing that the voice talked, I just didn't take the action. And it's about taking the action in time. When it talks, move. When you realize that that voice is talking or that feeling is there, there's a knowingness there for me, it's like the quicker I move on it, the faster I get to where I want to go. That's it.
Was that comedian's name with the trench coat that died?
Oh yeah, Bobcat.
No, that other guy, Sam Kinison.
Yeah, still small voice comes as Sam Kinison.
Sometimes when it's life and death, it's like, yeah, it's screaming at me like big time. It's going crazy. Or if I'm trying to find a parking place, I go, "Yeah, it's over to the left. It's over on the left side." But if I'm going to get killed, it's like it's wailing. It seems like it is so much a part of me that it wants to live too, and it lives through me.
Well, isn't that amazing though?
And so when I'm really screwing up, it really kicks in.
But isn't it amazing that this is?
Well, it just is. I don't consider it to be amazing, or I don't consider it.
Well, I do.
Well, this is personally for me. It's like I've gotten over the awe of it, where it's like, pay attention. It's more of a pay attention thing. It's there to help. It's never steered me wrong. And I'm still alive, so it's doing its job. Kind of a pragmatic way of looking at things, but hell, whatever works.
It's just amazing to me because people wanna poo-poo this. You know? People wanna trivialize it or explain it away or say there's no such thing or it's your own intuition and nothing more than that. Or there's the whole New Age mentality, it's your inner wisdom, you know. It's